to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Palm Sunday, April 2nd, 2023, by Eric Williams at St. Philip's Episcopal Church.
Every year when we read the Passion Gospel from one of the four Gospels, I'm reminded that it is such a familiar story, such a story full of pathos and emotion. And every year, something different sticks out. I don't know if that happens to you with reading the Bible, but something always appears that's slightly different than I remember. What struck me this time in the story was how much violence was a theme in the story. Jesus was surrounded by violence, the violence of the crowd, the violence of the soldiers. And it hits home for me because we live in a world which is still immersed in violence, where the news is full of violence. We've had so far this year more mass shootings than days in 2023. We're afraid, right? That produces this deep sense of anxiety and fear. It could happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. Despite all of our lessons in the brutality of warfare, we still live in a world full of warfare, where the people of Ukraine are still suffering as they fight against the Russian invaders. So much has changed in our world, and yet so much remains the same. What strikes me in the story today is, amidst all this violence, with every reason to lash out in anger and revenge, Jesus somehow is able to refrain, able to turn the other cheek, able to fulfill the words of the prophet in that suffering servant of Isaiah. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. As Jesus walked the way to the cross, he endured every kind of imaginable suffering. He was betrayed by one of his closest friends, Judas, abandoned by his closest friends, the disciples. The leaders of his own people had conspired to arrest him. They brought false accusations against him, drummed up charges, and found false witnesses. I don't know about you, but that's one of the buttons that gets pushed in me. Being falsely accused is about the most enraging thing that I can imagine having happened. And yet Jesus somehow had the ability to not respond in anger, not to return this brutal behavior with brutal behavior of his own. I was thinking about that. You know, even in our popular culture, the most popular movies seem to all be about revenge. I mean, every Liam Neeson movie is about him taking revenge for some slight or problem or attack on him or his family. John Wick is probably the top movie in America right now, and I shudder to think what the body count is in that movie, where violence is seen as somehow cathartic, somehow the right thing to do when faced with attack. But we know that that is not the case. We know with every fiber of our being as we walk with Jesus that somehow this is the right path, to turn the other cheek, to allow this attack to happen and to respond not with hatred or anger, but with love. So my question is, how? How was that possible for Jesus? How might it be possible for us? Because we deal with anger all the time. There's so much sort of unfocused anger in the world. Just driving around, I just heard a story this morning about road rage, right? So much road rage everywhere, so many people on a hair trigger. How do we somehow rise above that and respond like Jesus with what I call unilateral disarmament? How do we defuse that situation? How do we bring peace where there is violence? I think the secret is not a secret at all. Because one thing that we know about Jesus was that he was wholly committed to trusting God, his Father. He was able to respond in love because the antidote to violence and anger is love. The deep root of all anger is fear. Fear is at the heart of all of it. Fear that we are losing control. Fear that the world is spinning out of control. Fear that we're not in charge. Fear that things are slipping away. Fear is the ultimate source of so much of our rage and anger against the world. The only antidote to fear is faith. The faith that Jesus had, the ultimate trust that God had called him, had loved him, was supporting him even to the end. It allowed him to walk the way of the cross with humility. As Philippians says, to empty himself so that he might be filled with God. So this Holy Week, as we walk with Jesus through these events of his final earthly days, I invite us to think about that, to think about what kind of fear lurks in our hearts, what kind of fear that triggers anger and reprisal in our own hearts and minds. What is the source of that fear? How might we confront it? How might we live in faith and trust of God? Even though our world is spinning out of control, our lives are spinning out of control, our bodies let us down, our families let us down, our communities let us down, there's so much reason to be afraid and angry, and yet, in it and through it all, God's love is with us. What would your life look like if you had no fear? What would your life be like if fear was erased from your life, or at least conquered? Fear of illness and death, fear of rejection, fear of the loss of control. What if instead you were filled with such trust in God's presence and love that you could rise above it? What would that life be like for you? I hope that this Holy Week and Easter, we might be filled with such faith and trust in God that our lives, like Jesus, can rise above all fear, all anger, all violence, and that we might know the peace of the Prince of Peace, might know the love of the King of Love, might know the abiding presence of the God who is with us into death and beyond. Amen.